USA Radio News. I'm Victor Full. More hard times ahead for U.S. consumers.
The Consumer Price Index released Friday morning indicates the U.S. economy continues to flounder. May's CPI increase is another 1%. 8.6% inflation is now at 1981's level. Shelter, gas, and food are still up again. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And prices for food at home increased 11.9% in May year-on-year. Within that category, chicken prices were up 17.4%, the largest increase ever recorded. Pork prices increased 13.3%, bacon 15%, milk 15.9%, and fruits and vegetables 8.2%. Food away from home, including at restaurants, was up 7.4%. This is USA Radio News.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the U.S. has recorded 45 monkeypox cases since the start of May. The agency is asking healthcare professionals to look out for rashes among patients. But recently, the nature of monkeypox rashes has differed from what doctors have observed in the past in Africa, where the virus is endemic in 11 countries. In some of the new cases, monkeypox has caused people to develop what looks like a blister. In other cases, tiny bumps on the skin are the first or only indication of an infection. Monarch butterfly populations in North America may be more stable than scientists previously thought, at least during the summer breeding months. A study published today in the journal Global Change Biology found that monarch populations in some parts of North America in the summer are actually increasing, which may be helping to offset well-documented declines attributed to the insect's winter migration. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade on the Roof. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
The family of a 19-year-old University of Missouri student left with permanent brain damage after being forced to drink a bottle of vodka at a fraternity party is seeking damages from two more students allegedly involved in the hazing. The family of Daniel Santulli on Wednesday named Eric Wetzler and Samuel Gandhi as defendants in a civil lawsuit originally filed against 22 students at the Phi Gamma Delta fraternity that was settled last month. The terms of the settlement were not made public. An Ohio grand jury declined to indict a police officer who last year was driving a patrol car that struck and wounded a man who later died. Springfield officer Amanda Rosales faced potential charges, including reckless vehicle homicide, but was not indicted by a Clark County grand jury. Dashcam video from Rosales' cruiser showed her run over a 42-year-old named Eric Cole as he bled in the middle of the street from a gunshot wound to his left arm. And for 60 years, Ted Sams regretted missing his high school graduation. Now, at 78, Sams can finally call himself a graduate after donning a cap and gown and receiving his diploma with a class of 2022 at Southern California's San Gabriel High School. Back in 1962, when he was a high school senior, Sams got in trouble and was suspended 5 days before the end of the school year. He said he missed a crucial final exam. I'm Victor Paul, USA Radio News.